I'm Wild Thang, and I'm your host. And welcome to another great episode of The Bullshit Report. Yeah. Sponsored by LiquorLollipops.com. Makers of non-alcoholic, liquor-flavored, great-tasting lollipops. So Houston native Andrew Luck shocked the whole NFL by abruptly announcing his retirement. If you guys follow this podcast, then you probably heard the one of the most recent episodes where I talk about the worst fans in all of professional sports. Well, fans, just to let you guys know, you have an unbelievable power over players, athletes of all backgrounds. Here's why. Although they may be big, strong, and often rich, little did you know, they're actually human. They're people. They have feelings. And what they do professionally is put their body at risk for our pleasure, for our entertainment, for our cheers. Sort of similar to Hulk Hogan when he was at the top of his game as a wrestler. When Hulk Hogan would be getting beat on, looked like he almost about to lose the bout, and all of a sudden the crowd start cheering his name and calling his name out, and he just becomes stronger and stronger, and he overcomes adversity, and he ended up winning the bout. And really, it was all because of the fans, the fans' encouragement. Well, as many of us know, the WWF is scripted. And I'm not really mad at them for that, because it's a damn good script. It's like a movie. It's an action-packed, real-life movie. However, with that example I just gave you, shows is the power of fans. Again, like one of the previous episodes I did, I categorize NFL fans as by far the most toxic fans in all of professional sports. For the most part, they want blood. They want to see injury. They want to see big hits. It's not so much about the victory as it is about seeing one person get pounded into submission. Well, fast forward to right now. Better yet, fast forward to Andrew Luck's last game on the sidelines. Dude has been rehabilitating an injured calf muscle that's got some other stuff structurally messed up, and they still trying to figure it out exactly what's going on with him. But here's the thing. As Andrew Luck was running off the sidelines at the end of his last preseason game, which he didn't play in, he hasn't played at all in the preseason, the fans in Indianapolis booed him tremendously. Keep in mind, this is his home crowd. These are the very same people that he reinvigorated last year by taking the team to the playoffs. These are the very same people who saw him behind a poor offensive line for most of his career, run for his life, take big hit after big hit, put it all on the line for the team. He was a leader in every form and fashion. But as he was running off the field to be showered with boos, I can just imagine how that had to make him feel, the storm that was swirling inside of him. After you make so much money, it doesn't really matter how much more money you make. If you're rich, you're rich. So it wasn't so much as the money that he continued to rehab from these injuries and come back. It was more so for the love of the fans, to get that shower of approval, of joy, of cheers. It's nothing like it. I'm a rap artist and I love to perform. I love being on stage. I love interacting. I love seeing people in the audience singing and dancing. It's nothing like it. That for me is my zenith. So I can imagine how that must have made Andrew Luck feel as he was running off the field and his home crowd, the people who had supported him his whole career, were booing him. You know, I would imagine he said to himself, you know what, damn this shit. You know, kind of like on Half Baked when your boy got fired and he's leaving, you know, he's like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, you're cool, fuck you, I'm out. Like, I could literally see that expression inside of Andrew Luck, you know, just he was crushed. He was hurt. He was like, man, I've given everything to you people. And for you to do me like this, nah, fuck that. I got a family. I graduated from Stanford. You know, he graduated with a, what kind of degree did Andrew Luck graduate with? Architecture degree. Andrew Luck loved structures and building structures and blueprints and drawing structures. So he was like, man, look, I played professional football. I haven't won a Super Bowl, but I've been considered one of the top quarterbacks or top in the league in my position. I made millions of dollars. I graduated from Stanford. I have a family who loves me, who won't turn their back on me, who won't boo me, who won't see me as anything less. So, you know, when he started weighing his options, he saw that, you know what, it makes more sense for me to just step away from this game. You know, to be around people who truly care about me, who care about my well-being, who care about my health, you know, who love me for more than just throwing touchdowns. You know, so I want you to listen to this if you are an NFL fan. And I understand the barbarity of the game and how physical it is. But nonetheless, I want you to know that these people are human. You know, and if you support them in times that are good, you got to support them in times that are bad. We don't want another Andrew Luck story. You know, we don't want another person, another athlete who has led their team to have to walk away with booze, to have to feel so down, for his body to be so crunched up that he just says, you know what, I'm gonna walk away from this because the physical toll and the mental toll are not worth it. So shouts out to you, Andrew Luck. I'm not mad at you at all. In fact, the Indianapolis Colts fans have now just received my biggest award as the most toxic, terrible fans in all of professional sports. And you truly deserved it. You took one of the greatest quarterbacks in team history and made him feel like shit. Made him feel less than a person. Thanks for tuning in to another great episode of The Bullshit Report. Make sure you follow, subscribe, share, tell a friend. And if you have any comments, please leave them. Also, make sure you check out my latest musical release, Motorcycle Music Volume 1, available on all streaming platforms. And also, make sure you support our sponsors, LiquorLollipops.com, makers of non-alcoholic, liquor-flavored, great-tasting lollipops. They are the Starbucks of lollipops. All right? Well, I'm going to holler back at y'all. Peace.